This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So what will we know and what won't we know after the polls close in Greece on Sunday? The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Athens. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
For people monitoring the situation, should we be looking for a definitive outcome by Sunday night, even Monday morning?
Well, there will be results that will be coming through on Sunday night. Whether or not it's going to produce a conclusive result is another question altogether, because it could precipitate days of wrangling to try to form some kind of strong coalition government. And if that fails, then really we'd face a third election, which would be exactly what Greece and Europe does not need at this time of immense political instability.
Now, in the case of no clear outright winner, is it possible that maybe a lesser-known, smaller political party could end up being kingmaker?
Could be kingmaker, but we sort of know which one it would be. It would probably be a sort of small left-wing party called the Democratic Left. The big question really is which of the two big parties, the pro-bailout centre-right New Democracy or the anti-bailout leftist Syriza, comes first, because under Greece's electoral system, the party that comes first gets an extra 50 bonus seats in Parliament.
Mark, I've been getting conflicting reports. Is there or is there not a blackout on polling data this close to the election in Greece?
There is. Under Greek electoral law, no opinion polls are allowed to be published in the last 2 weeks before election day. In the last couple of days, markets have soared. Yesterday, the Athens Stock Exchange closed up 10%. Amid speculation that internal polling is suggesting that the pro-bailout parties are getting some kind of lead. But it is just rumour, it is just speculation. That could evaporate between now and Sunday, and that's why this is pretty much the most unpredictable election in Greece for many decades.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.